Welcome back to the Bruce Salen Show with Dad's Point of View. You can listen or download this or any of my shows directly from my website, brucesalen.com. It's commercial free and it's free. That last song, as you've probably heard before, is my older son's original composition in honor of his dad, the radio show host. He actually made a music video for me when my book came out, and he is in a new band. The band is called Refrain, R-E-F-R-A-I-N, and he will be playing at the Whiskey A Go-Go on Sunset Boulevard in West Hollywood on October 14th. That's a Friday night. Tickets are available. It's not very expensive, and it's fun. I'll be there. If you happen to show up, you'll find me. I'll probably be the only one wearing an Aloha Hawaiian shirt in shorts with sandals and plaid socks. That's me. So I do tend to stand out. Oh, and I'll have a fedora on, too. Nothing will match, but I'll be very excited and fun. And I'll also be the guy with the video camera that's obnoxiously filming his kid. That's me. I hope you will like the Dad's Point of View Facebook page. We have fans, as they used to call it, or just, I like to call it members or subscribers to the page from all over the world, over 4,000. I think it's 4,070-something at last count. So you just go to a Dad's Point of View, the Facebook page, hit that like button, and you can participate in discussions that are there, as well as all the different postings. I post specific topics every Monday. It's Music Monday, and I do something music-related, usually in honor of somebody's performer's birthday or some significant event around that week. On Wednesday, I do Wednesday Words and share great quotes. On Friday, I do Friday Funnies, where I invariably post two or three comics during the day, including the latest, because I said so, a Dad's Point of View comic strip. And then Sunday is Faith Sunday, and I try to post something of inspirational value for everybody, or I suggest what we can do, what I'm doing to do Tikkun Olam, which is Hebrew for repairing the world. And I offer things that I'm doing or my family's doing, and I ask you to give thoughts or give our other participants on the page ideas of and or descriptions of things you're doing. I think it's a really wonderful community. Also, again, I want to remind you that we have Dad Chat every Thursday. Dad Chat is a tweet chat. You just follow a tweet chat at the designated time, which is Thursday evenings, every Thursday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. You follow it on Twitter by using the hashtag, which is the number sign, followed by Dad Chat, D-A-D-C-H-A-T. We talked about religion and values. We talked about teaching our kids self-reliance. I talked about being politically correct or incorrect. And I referenced a column I wrote for the website 12most.com called The 12 Most Fundamental Differences Between Men and Women, Part 1, in which I suggested basic differences that exist for men and women in a general sense, in a stereotype sense, in what may be considered a non-politically correct sense, but in a real-life, real sense. And it has already generated quite a few comments, not quite the heat I thought it might generate, but I think probably a lot of the readers at 12most.com agree. I thought I'd get a few angry feminist professors, but or women's studies professors, which I love. Can you imagine a college having men's studies? It's very funny. It's also, oh, well, I'm not going to get into politics. I was about to go political, but Richard is waving me with that finger that he puts in my face and going, no, no, not politics, please. So next week, we will be talking about a very serious topic. Seriously. Life-affirming lessons to learn from a suicide. A virtual friend of mine, meaning somebody I'd actually never talked to, never met, and only knew through social media contacts, this man, father of five or six people, committed suicide about a month ago, and leaving behind kids and wife, apparently a happy, very successful man who evidently was living through a nightmarish depression. And I decided I needed to write something in honor of life, not about him, but about why life is worth living. And that is what we will talk about next week. I certainly have my share of being lighthearted on my show and my writing. And next week, maybe it'll be just a little heavier, a little more serious, as I and you all can think about all the good reasons to keep on going and all the good we can do for our families, the world. And that's my belief. There's so much more we can gain and do and offer to the world. And like I think King Solomon, or I don't know who said, all the bad times will eventually probably go away, and even the good times. This too shall pass is a saying that I use often, that when we're in the midst of something really difficult, we think it's never going to end, and it usually does. I mean, except for, of course, a fatal illness. Usually the hard times we live through do pass. I want to thank my support team. First, the unflappable and ever so helpful Richard Dugan, my engineer and producer. Second, my cheerleader-in-chief, Les Carroll, who is KZSB AM 1290 station manager and my dear friend now after, gosh, how long has it been? 14 years since I've been doing the show? I'm not quite sure. It's been a while, and I love doing it, and I hope you do too. If you want to sponsor the show, we have slots open. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com. Thanks again for joining us, and please remember, be the best dad or mom you can be. Goodbye for now.